USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi wants President Trump's chief diplomat to send a team to Iraq and come up with a plan to withdraw American troops from the country. The Prime Minister's office said Mahdi asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to send delegates to lay down the mechanisms for safely withdrawing troops from Iraq. Mahdi's office referred to a non-binding resolution that was unanimously passed by Iraqi lawmakers last weekend. It calls for the government to end the presence of all foreign troops on Iraqi soil. Severe weather across the southern U.S. is threatening nearly 40 million Americans with damaging thunderstorms and tornadoes. The storms are expected to spread into Arkansas, East Texas, and Louisiana. Major cities such as Little Rock and Shreveport are expected to be at the highest risk for tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Iran is now admitting they shot down Ukrainian Flight 752. They say the plane was mistaken for a hostile target in the aftermath of the airstrikes in Iraq. The Trump administration says it won't target sites of cultural or religious importance in a future conflict with Iran. But now there's growing concerns over unintended collateral damage to those sites. USA's John Clemens reports.
Iran has many sites that are important to Jews and to Christians in a predominantly Muslim nation. Many are protected World Heritage Sites, including the Tomb of Daniel, the Tomb of Esther, and to Mordecai. People like Seema Golestana of Middle East Studies at Cornell University is concerned about possible collateral damage if war heats up.
Collateral damage is inevitable. It is almost guaranteed because many of these sites are inside cities, mostly civilian populations. In many cases, there's nowhere near military bases.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Flu season is still hanging on. USA Radio's John Hunt has an update.
This season's flu continues to hit children and young adults particularly hard, with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reporting there have been twice as many pediatric flu deaths than the same time last year. What's more, a second strain of the virus that more commonly infects younger people is becoming more widespread. Experts say this year's flu could end up being less severe overall based on two indicators: hospitalizations and deaths. That's because this season's virus strains are hitting younger, healthier people. This past week, the CDC received 5 new reports of children who died from the flu, bringing the number of pediatric flu deaths to 32 so far this season. The agency estimates that 9.7 million people have had the flu this season, with 4,800 deaths reported so far. 49 states, plus Washington, D.C., and U.S. territories, are reporting either regional or widespread flu activity. Hawaii is the sole exception. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Green Bay Packers are asking for help. They're putting out a call for 700 people to show up today and help shovel snow from the seats of Lambeau Field before the big playoff game against the Seahawks. Forecasters say as much as 10 inches of snow are predicted for the area. Those who show up will be paid $12 an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.